USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A woman is in custody after opening fire on a school bus with children inside in Georgia. The incident happened about 45 minutes northeast of Atlanta. The bus driver suffered minor injuries from broken glass, but no one was shot. The female suspect was taken into custody, but other information regarding the situation wasn't released. The vehicle linked to a missing Alabama corrections officer and escaped murder suspect is on its way back to Lauderdale County. Officer Vicky White disappeared with inmate Casey White 10 days ago. That's also when their alleged getaway car was found abandoned in the woods in rural Tennessee. Officials on Monday are bringing the vehicle back to Florence, Alabama. Sheriff Rick Singleton saying he believes the couple was picked up by someone else. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
The world is watching Russian President Vladimir Putin today as Russia celebrates Victory Day.
The Victory Day Parade refers to the annual military parade of the Russian Armed Forces on Moscow's Red Square. Monday's celebration on the World War II victory had some shades of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. President Vladimir Putin speaking via a translator.
Those who defeated the Nazis showed us an example of heroism for all eternity. This was a generation of victors, and we shall always look up to them. Glory to our great armed forces. For Russia. For victory. Hurrah!
Lance Pye reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Former President Trump is in Dallas Monday for a private fundraiser. It's the first of two trips to Texas this month. The former president's event tonight is dubbed Countdown to the Majority. Later this month, Trump will headline a public rally in Austin. USA Radio News.
Here at Total Wine & More, you'll find what you love and love what you find, especially our totally low prices.
My friends and I are hanging out this weekend, and I'm on cooler duty.
Well, these seltzers and canned cocktails, they'll make you the king of the cooler.
Oh, that sounds good. Wow, I can fill my cooler without emptying my wallet?
Find what you love, love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Pickup and delivery available at TotalWine.com. Drink responsibly, B21.
Inflation is continuing to rise in the United States and other countries, especially impacting the price of oil and gas. North Carolina Republican Congressman Ted Budd tells Mornings with Maria on Fox Business that the United States should ramp up domestic production of energy.
The president's administration, the Biden administration, has a war on petroleum products, and they're not doing anything to increase the supply.
The FDA is weighing the possible benefits of an annual COVID shot. Dr. Brian Elslip with the University of Texas Health System saying it's likely that physicians would only target certain groups. He says a COVID vaccine could be developed quicker than the one for the flu. That means it could be more easily matched to the strain that's circulating each year. However, he warns a lot of this depends on how the virus progresses and if the waves come like we see with the flu. The NFL is announcing a doubleheader for Week 2 of Monday Night Football for the upcoming season. The difference from previous seasons will be the games will overlap instead of airing at separate times. The first game will feature the Tennessee Titans traveling to Buffalo to take on the Bills at 7:15 p.m. Eastern Time. The second contest starts at 8:30 Eastern Time with the Philadelphia Eagles hosting the Minnesota Vikings. The entire NFL schedule will be released this Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time.